Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 28th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
I am glad to hear that.
Oh, my. Well, thank you for that lovely rendition of an octave.
You are welcome. And of course, there was a reason for me doing that.
Yes, there was.
Not that I wanted to sing.
I want everyone to know that you can sing.
Nope, that was not it. I think everyone now knows that I cannot sing. But they may also have an inkling as to the theme of today's crossword.
Well, that's true. That's true. The name of today's crossword was The Sounds of Music. And within the grid, there were a number of paired grayed out squares. And they were on top of one another. They were vertical, one on top of the other. And if you filled out the puzzle correctly, you would see that the grayed squares were the names of the notes of an octave. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. They were not in that order.
No.
Although the first one was do, but the rest were just in a random order. But the way you got those words in there was that the clue where the top grade square was one letter short each time. And that clue, or I'm sorry, that answer was one letter short. So you had to dip down at the end. And so you had to find the second grade square to finish the answer. And all of the clues where those grade squares were related to music in one form or another. So, for example, the first one was 19 across, and that was what a conductor might wear to a concert. The answer was tuxedo, but you only had room for the T-U-X-E-D. But if you take the clue right below it, which was 23 across, was split. And the answer to that was in two. And so, of course, the last letter there was an O. So you got the T-U-X-E-D. The D was in the top grade square. And then the O from N2 was in the bottom grade square, and that finished out tuxedo.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the next one was 24 across, one of a trio of famous tenors. And the answer to that was the great Pavarotti, but there wasn't room for T. The T-I of the note name. So you had Pavarot with T-T at the end, but then underneath it was an answer that the second grade square was an I. So you got Pavarotti. And then the third one was 28 across, Rodgers and Hammerstein's only musical written for TV, which was Cinderella. And it went all the way to Cinderella, and then the A was below the second L, and both of those were grayed. So not only were the clues musical, and the answers, of course, were musical, but they actually, the combination of the letters actually sounded like, you know, phonetically like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So, like, for example, me, in the octave is spelled M-I. And the clue for that was way down at 107 across. Question asked in a Les Miserables song. And the answer was, who am I? Would you like to do a rendition of that now?
Who am I? Actually, it's just one note.
No.
Who am I? Oh, I see. The actual song. No, yeah, I don't think I... We'd probably be violating some sort of ASCAP convention.
Well, anyway, the clue was who, or the answer was, who am I? And you had enough room for who am, and then the I came in underneath the M. Who am I?
But isn't this an exception to the pronunciation?
Oh, you're right. That would be me, not my. Who am I? But yeah, that's true. I guess maybe the rest of them were. Yeah, because like Ray is spelled R-E, and the clue for that was 111 across, classic tune inspiring a joke about eels. And the answer to that was, that's Amore. And yeah, the R-E makes a Ray sound, not mm-hmm. a E sound. So yeah, but the me, yeah, that was the exception. So, but anyway, very clever.
Yes.
And fun. It was a fun solve, I thought.
Yep, not hugely difficult.
No.
Sundays mm-hmm. sometimes can be a bit more of a pain than others. Although I didn't get started. I it took me a while to find a sort of a starting point. I think it was about a third of the way down the grid.
Oh, really?
Because like one across, Cartoondom's Princess of Power. You know, I could just think of Xena, Warrior Princess, whatever she is.
And but she wasn't a toon.
No, I guess not. But
not
was,
on TV anyway.
It was
real life.
It was Shara.
Uh-huh. Shara or Shara.
I don't know. You're not Shara?
No.
You're not Shara if
I'm
it's
not
Shara?
I'm not sure if it's Shara or Shara. But yes, no, I didn't know that.
And Flat Formation was Mesa,
that's
which
right.
When I see the answer, I'm like, of course, mm-hmm. but not at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Ten Across, Jockish Sort, was a bro.
Yeah, I had to leave that blank for a little bit because I thought bro, but I thought, well, maybe not.
In case anyone's counting, I've left the first three blank. And then we got to 13 Across, Short Request at a Salon, Bob Cut.
Right.
I thought it was somehow going to involve Bob,
mm-hmm.
or as we more formally call it, the Robert Cut, but I couldn't make that work. So, and in fact, one down, Rouse, I had Wake. So that didn't help me either, instead of the correct answer of Stir.
That's correct.
So I just started poorly in that corner.
Uh-huh.
I did think, though, that in that corner, they had a terrific clue, comparative that's an inadvisable starting choice in Wordle. And the answer was rarer.
Yeah.
That was very funny. Although it does get the E and the A.
Yeah. And the R.
And if there's an R in your word, you've got it made. Let's see here. Seven down, written in code, with a question mark. And so I was thinking something to do with programming, but it was enacted.
Right.
That was clever.
Yes.
And then flexible position, nine down, was asana.
That's right.
Which,
yoga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They use that a lot. I don't know if Joe or Will practice yoga, but.
Well, it's got three A's. That might be the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
12 down, the blank chiasm section at the lower front part of the brain was the optic chiasm.
Yes.
I have no idea what that means, really. Clearly something to do with the eyes.
It's a section of the brain in the lower front part, which would be kind of where your eyes are.
Right.
So, makes sense.
I think that's the most amazing part of the brain. You know, I mean, some of the things the brain does are sort of ho-hum, but processing mm-hmm. and taking in light and recognizing what something is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
that's pretty amazing.
That's hard work.
Mm-hmm. I liked 58 down, a blast from the past. Gladys Knight's backup group, the Pips.
Mm.
Good old Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yes. And that helped me maybe a little bit. That corner I actually had a lot of trouble with.
Mm.
Or that, it's not really a corner, but that area of the grid.
In the middle there.
Because 68 across, classical singers. I looked at that and thought, oh, it's a clue about sewing machines. Even though singers was not capitalized, which should have been a warning to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I was doing this at night. And so at night, you know, sometimes I let the rules of language slide a little bit.
Oh, dear.
So I put down sewers, S-E-W-E-R-S, and that messed up everything. So, for example, 69 down, part of a battleship guess, I had war.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, well, battleship, war, I don't know, but the answer was row, because of course you pick a row and maybe a column in
yes,
Battleship.
I think that's right.
And let's see, what else did that mess up? Scotch sampling. I can tell you, there are not many Scotch samplings that start off with the letters S-E.
Nope.
But you switch the E-S to an I, and then you get sip.
Right. Because the correct answer was sirens.
Right.
I thought that was a very clever clue. Classical singers, sirens.
Yes.
From classical, was it Greek?
Sounds right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would have been like... Argo. You know, Odysseus.
Argo, Jason and the Argonauts.
Tie me to a mast or something like that. It's just sort of like when Taylor Swift, you know, is standing there on an island singing and probably making another $1 billion. So I had for 67 across was with 76 across, genre for Fall Out Boy. I had emo. Mm-hmm. And because I had war, I decided it was rap. And I'm like, I really didn't think of them as rappers.
No.
But it had to work. So I had rap in there. I had war in there. I had, I don't know what for the Scotch sampling. Just things.
Sep.
And then beneath that, we had, speaking of actual rappers, 82 cross, rapper who shares part of his name with the world's tallest building,
yes.
Wiz Khalifa.
That's right.
And if memory serves, the tallest building is the Khalifa, not the Wiz.
No. Khalifa.
Yes.
That's, I wonder, is that a debut for him? Because, you know, usually rappers are Nas or Dre or, I'm trying to think what other rappers we see often. Nas and Dre are usually the ones... most often. But Wiz Khalifa, I don't know that I've ever seen him in the puzzle.
Well, I don't think so either. We can find out. We can check out crossword info, xwordinfo.com. Mm-hmm. And in, let's see, the, yes, Wiz Khalifa was a debut, mm-hmm. as was Five Down Groupies, Adoring Fans.
Oh, yeah.
Suspicious, informally, 33 down. That's a very strange word. Hinky.
Yes, I had never heard of that.
That sounds like something out of Scooby-Doo. That sounds really hinky. That's suspicious? What if that's sort of like the motto of the CIA? We are hinky.
Uh-huh.
They also had quite a few. I was surprised that 98 down, which is a very good clue, some olds of old, Sierras, C-I-E-R-A-S, was
right.
A debut.
Yeah.
They've certainly had Sierra singular, I think. Don't you?
Some olds? No, because it's plural there.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, I'm
have
almost...
they ever had just Sierra?
I'm almost certain that they have.
I don't know. But I remember that was the first car we bought. When we were together, so we bought a Cutlass Sierra. I drove that for many years.
Ah, right, the tank. Let's see, we had a few other debuts, like musical mixes that overly emphasize bass notes, bottom heavy.
Yes, that was a new one on me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Destroyer of a Castle, perhaps, was Ocean Tide.
Right.
You know, I was thinking of Catapult.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, Battering Ram, but nope, Ocean Tide.
Ocean Tide.
Oh. So, yeah.
It was a sand castle, of course.
Yes, right. Good point. Well, I mean, if you wait long enough, it'll be a real castle, too.
Maybe.
You just have to be patient. Mm-hmm. But
one I knew right away was blank, 56 across, blank colonies, communal society, that went on to form an appliance company, Amana.
Yes.
The old Amana colonies. I always had to go through those on my way back to school when I would go home for break, and then I'd have to travel to school, back to school.
And
I always had to go through the Amana colonies
and
to get there.
Stop at a stoplight, and someone would be hawking a microwave. They come up to your car, watch your window, and see if you want to buy a microwave.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
Right.
So 99 down was Eldest of the Three Musketeers, Athos.
That's right.
Now, do you remember the other musketeers?
Athos. Was it Pathos?
I was thinking it was Pathos, and I also invented Erasmus.
Oh, no, I don't think that's right.
Maybe
Antigon. Antigon? Is it something like that?
let's see. Okay, so it's clear I'm going to have to break out my Classics Illustrated comic book and study it carefully. We had D'Artagnan. No, D'Artagnan actually wasn't a member.
No, that's right.
It was Athos, Porthos, not Pathos, and Aramis.
Aramis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
If only I had a memory. It seems to me that there have been some movies, like, not too distant past about the Three Musketeers. Let's see. Okay, so was there anything else? I think we've got most of the clues we wanted to discuss.
Yeah, there were a lot of fun ones.
Oh, 43 down. That was, let's see if I can find it here, a bit of living room footage, home movie.
Yes. I just could not figure out what they were talking about there. I was thinking of, like, you know, square footage.
Sure, exactly. As were most people, undoubtedly.
No, home movie, that was good.
And also, 47 down, whose performances were as astonishing as all get out? Houdini.
Right.
That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
So, yeah, good puzzle.
Yes, good crossword by Michael Ellison.
That's right.
Well done, Mike.
Very good.
My namesake. One day I hope to have my name up there in the lights, as it were.
And then we'll critique your puzzle.
That's right. It'll be the most unbiased critique ever.
It's like, I better say I like it.
It's like, this is like the Taylor Swift of crosswords. I don't know. We'll have to work on that. All right. Well, that is it for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Please let us know. And also, please tell others about us on social media. We always appreciate the name dropping. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.